is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me is Mike.
Yo.
And Cousin Jay Bra.
Oh, hey, Bra.
Hey, Bra.
Hey, man.
Cousin Jay filming for Art, who I believe is sick, right, Mike? Mm-hmm. Sick.
Yeah. Yeah, he got sick, and we've had all kinds of technical difficulties.
Yeah.
For the last couple of weeks.
Skype is not cooperating. The sound may be a little bit wonky, but we're trying to work around it.
Yep.
Yeah. Skype, I couldn't even get on it last week. I wanted to be on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was having trouble getting on too, and I can only get on via my phone. Like, I can only talk to Art over the phone. So I actually rigged up something where I like plugged it into the jack and then put a pair of headphones on the mic of the phone.
Nice.
So you can hear it. Yeah, yeah. I rigged
sexy.
It up. Very.
All right. Well, we're here regardless, and what we're doing today is an old favorite, going back to the well, as we've never done before on the show.
Never.
But we are never. We're doing underrated hot chicks and dudes this time.
And dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something for the ladies this week.
Yeah.
Because why should we get to have all the sexist fun?
Right.
We have a special guest list that we'll get to in a little bit on the dude side. I think we threw it out on Facebook, too, right, to get some feedback from there.
Yeah, and we got a lot of dudes. Yeah, a lot of them were dudes.
All right, good times. So we'll sprinkle those in as well. So let's get to it. Who wants to start? Mike, how about we start with you?
All right. We're sharing photos of these lovely ladies back and forth. Here's one of mine. Her name is Chantel Van Santen. Santen?
Let me guess. Porn star.
No.
Get out of here.
Believe it or not, she's not. Here's
that is such a porn star name.
Here's the photo.
Sending now, are we doing top 8.5 or it's just a bunch of them?
No, it's just a bunch of them. I don't really have a top. You know, this was just kind of like girls that I'm like, damn.
So but where would people know her from, Mike?
You would know her as Detective Spivot from The Flash, this season of The Flash.
Oh, okay, hell so yeah.
Knows who she is what you're saying.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Is she blonde? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
Classic hot blonde.
Yes. Yes. Yes, she is. She's phenomenal, and she's got just a very cute little face and just a fucking smoking bod. And she's pretty good on the show, too. Yeah, let me see if I can do this.
I was having a hard time picking my list because, like, everything I would think of, I'm like, I think I've picked her before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tried to keep it to like girl like new girls on the scene, which is also a great name, porno name, calling it right
new
now.
New girls on the scene.
New girls on the
that's
scene.
That's a really creepy way to say that.
So. Yeah.
Oh man.
The first girls off the bus.
No.
It's creepy.
Gross. All right. Well, there you go. And are we gonna put all these pictures up on somewhere?
Yeah, on the old Simply Syndicated.
Yeah, all right. We'll try and put a bunch up. Remember back in the day where we had like the integrated picture files where it would, like just pop up on your player.
That was whoa, awesome. Yeah. But who has a player that has pictures anymore, like an iPod like that?
Yeah, I guess not. Weren't right. we like try? Didn't we have? Weren't we have like an app in development that would allow like pictures to go with MP3s? Wasn't your friend working on it or some shit?
Oh yeah. Forgot about that. My buddy Jeff down in
Florida. Yeah, whatever happened. Oh, he made $1 billion and bought an island.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Rich Jeff.
Rich Jeff. Yeah, he joined some secret society and disappeared.
Yeah.
Now he's making all the decisions for the world.
Damn it, Rich Jeff.
Nice. I hate Rich Jeff.
God damn. Fuck that guy.
All right. Cousin Bra.
Yes,
sir. Who's your first pick?
Mine's kind of weird. I'll go with this one. I don't know how to pronounce her name, so I'm just going to guess. It's Milana Vayntrub. She's best known from those AT&T commercials.
Oh, yes. She's Lily.
There's a lot of,
Lily from
there's
the,
a lot of hot commercial
Lily
chicks out there.
From the AT&T commercials. Milana Vayntrub, I believe, is how you pronounce it. She has very huge tracts of land.
Are you going to put a picture in the window for us?
She is just lovely.
Oh, yeah, she
very,
is.
Very underrated person.
She's great.
That, you know, like, at first sight, she's just in that stupid uniform or whatever, and then...
Is she the one that does the funny dancing? Is this the one from the This Is How They Do It commercial?
Nope. AT&T Wireless.
Because there's another one who's kind of cute, who kind of looks like that. You know, dark hair.
Yeah, that's Karen from the Toyota commercials.
Karen.
No, that's... Karen. I know you love her. No, you,
Karen from the Toyota commercials.
No, there's another one.
There is.
Maybe it's like Sprint or something. But there's one where the guy calls and the guy's like, how do you keep the prices that low? She's like, how do we keep it so low? And then This Is how We Do It kicks on. Then like everyone in the like the phone operator place starts like dancing and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's a fucking...
Might be Verizon or something.
Wow, that's a great picture, Jay. Jay's pulling up another
picture. She's very well endowed.
Yeah, she is. Very gifted.
Yeah, you'll notice a theme throughout my list. It's very well endowed females.
All right, cool. I'm not gonna kick you out for that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's you know, I didn't even mean to do that. It just kind of happened.
Well, you have a type. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I think it is this girl. I think it's the same girl.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's a rough joke for a commercial, though. Jesus.
Former Disney star. She was on the show Good Luck Charlie, which isn't on TV anymore. But her name is... she's also like had a couple songs out. She's like a little mini pop star.
Okay.
Her name is Bridget Mendler, and she's 23 now, so it's way okay to put her on this list.
She's cute. I don't know what she's from, but she's cute.
She's not really from anything. She's just like one of these like teeny pop stars kind of thing. She was on that show, and then she kind of had like a little minor dance hit song.
Oh, okay.
She was also in Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, duh. Sorry.
Yeah.
How'd I miss that? But yeah, you know, classic blonde hair, cute. I don't know. How else you describe her?
She's got those cute cheeks. Very liney cheeks.
She got the dimples.
She's got the dimples.
Dimples.
Mendler.
She's almost kind of like plain, but I don't know.
I wonder if that's her stage name or is that like her real name? Bridget Mendler. Like, you think...
I don't know.
It's not much of a stage name.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you, you know, keep that name?
It's like almost name. Jewish.
Mendler.
It's like, it's not so much Jew as it is Jewish.
Slightly Jewy.
It's a little Jewy.
Slightly.
Well, play along at home. And look them up as we go.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
All right, here's...
So, Mike, who's your next one?
My next one is Adrienne Palicki. She is on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She also was in John Wick. And she was cast as Wonder Woman when they were going to do that like CBS show of it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's fucking hot.
Okay.
She's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and she just kicks all kinds of ass. And she's just got a fucking rockin' bod. She kind of looks like a younger, smarter Denise Richards. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
smarter. That's pretty funny. Yeah. Smarter.
Another blonde.
Yeah. Well, actually, her hair color. You can get photos of her in any hair color because she changes. She changes her hair color occasionally.
Nice.
So you can get like dark hair, short, like the little, you know, bob look, whatever. She's got like more of like an auburn reddish hair styles too, and she's fucking smoking. Hold on,
yeah, right.
Actually,
on.
I didn't bring her up on the screen up here. Sorry, you recognize her at all?
You know what, man? I've never really watched. Well, I have watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I haven't really watched a lot of it.
She's more in the second season. She wasn't in the first one. She's great though. Who you got, Bra?
Oh, me next,
cousin Bra.
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa Rauch. She's from the Big Bang Theory. She plays Bernadette. I watched Big Bang Theory for like maybe a year and a half, and then I stopped watching it, and I thought it was funny, kind of, and then I got really annoyed by it, and I stopped. But this chick, she's like, I don't know how to pronounce the other girl. What, Kaylee Cuoco or whatever her name
Kaylee
is?
Kaylee Cuoco.
So she's like supposed to be, you know. The reason why I picked her is because like she's not supposed to be the hot girl on the show. But she, yeah, that, and she's really, I find her very underrated.
That's
she's got an hourglass figure.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Red beads and rice did miss her.
But yeah, she plays this like you know. I don't know if you've ever seen the stupid show, but like, yeah, she plays this like complete nerd or scientist, and they like really dress her up nerdy and like hide her boobs as much as they can.
Yeah,
kind of.
They put her hair in a ponytail. Yeah, they put her hair in a ponytail and put glasses on her.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's ugly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sweatpants on.
Yeah,
and then slowly make her more and more attractive as the series goes on.
Right.
Just slowly though, like they just unravel little ribbons.
I love it. You put it in a Google search and there's just one whole subject that just says Bernadette red dress.
I saw that episode. Oh man, yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Oh, that's her with the
Jesus.
Yeah.
Those are heaving bosoms.
Yeah, they're heaving. Yeah. Anyways,
I want to use romance novel terms for when I talk about breasts. Heaving bosoms.
Heaving.
Milky. Nice. White, milky white,
milky white,
breasts. All right, what do you got?
Oh man!
All right, my next one. This one may be a little controversial.
Uh oh, she's 14.
I'm gonna go with Kristen Wiig.
Oh yeah,
right on.
Yeah, again, you don't think of her as a hot chick, but when she gets gussied up, she looks pretty damn good.
I mean, look out. Look out, fellas, right?
Yeah.
Here come them
I
gams.
I like her with the short blonde hair she's rocking. She's recently naked in some movie.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's a very good-looking girl.
She is, and she's funny. Like, she's so funny, and she's always making herself ugly in, like, all the bits and shit that she does.
Yeah.
She's really kind of cute. And, like, if you just bring up, like, the Google image search ever, you'll see, like, the vast differences. Like, some pictures you're like, yeah. And some be like, damn, she's kind of cute.
Yeah.
But she's like a chameleon. That's why I think she kind of flies under the radar. Like, when she wants to look good, she can look really good.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this fucking picture here. Hold on. This is a good shot.
Yeah, if you Google imaging her, I like the one with the blonde hair with the yellow, like, shoulder dress.
That's exactly what we're fucking looking at. Yeah. Wow.
See? Nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's a little tan, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, she can look good when she wants.
It's a quality pick, sir. I like that one.
Yeah? Thank you. Yeah, that's what this is all about, you guys.
Yeah, just discovering new things.
Exactly. Which, speaking of, should we check out the dude list?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so if you're scoring at home, Jay is now separated and has a new girlfriend. By the way, oh, is that a huge bombshell? I just
there you go. Truth bombs coming at you.
What?
Oh, so, wait, because Jay's looking at me like, wait, what? Wait, what happened?
What?
Uh-oh, you got to fill him in.
Probably all the listeners.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my. What the fuck?
Moving right along.
Okay.
This is my girlfriend Andrea's list of top 8.5 underrated hot dudes.
All right.
And her fucking list is all over the goddamn place.
Oh, wow.
As you would expect from anyone who might date me. She did a top 8.5. I'm the half, just because, you know. Just because I'm part midget. So her number 8 is Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
All
right. Right on.
Yeah. He's kind of cute, right? Funny. He's kind of like the Kristen Wiig of her list, I think. Her number 7 is Anthony Bourdain.
What?
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Questionable taste. Oh, wait. It gets weirder. She's got like one from like each category of person. It's really bizarre. So you tell me what category this is. Number 6, Ice Cube.
That's the urban category?
That's the unruly teen category.
Yes.
Yeah. Number 5, she's got Sam Elliott.
Wow. That's the I have daddy issues bracket.
And yeah, due to technical difficulties, we couldn't get her on here to defend these picks, which I really wish we could have.
Yeah.
Because these are fucking out there. So yeah, Sam Elliott, if you don't know who he is, he's the cowboy in Big Lebowski.
Yes.
The guy at the bar in the bowling alley. Anthony Bourdain, of course, the chef. Ice Cube is motherfucking Ice Cube.
Motherfucking Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, motherfucker. Number four.
Wait,
she's got,
Ice Cube or Ice Tea?
Ice Cube. Ice Jesus Cube. Christ, Ice Tea. I'd probably break up with her.
Yeah.
Number four, Viggo Mortensen. He's from like Lord of the Rings and those, right?
I thought you were going to say Viggo the Carpathian from Ghostbusters 2. Okay, yeah, Viggo Mortensen. Yeah. He's a hunk. I don't think he's underrated.
No, he's rated.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
He was also in.
He's looking rough though. I just pulled up his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking. He's looking a little beat up.
He's looking quite Carpathian-y.
Yeah, he is looking more like the Carpathian. Number three, she's got Ed Harris.
Wow.
Wow.
Likes those older dudes.
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, of course, everybody knows Ed Harris. Number two, and this one I'm really embarrassed about, Owen Wilson.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What the fuck? But I guess that falls into the people that most people don't think he's hot, but she does for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She likes that constantly sucking on a lemon look. It looks like he's sucking on a small piece of candy at all times.
She likes a nose that looks like a hazardous curvy road ahead sign. which makes sense. And then lastly, this guy is, I guess, known from being an ER. He was Dr. Kovac. I've never heard of this guy, but his name is Goran Viznjic. Viznjic. Darker haired gentleman, kind of, I don't know. It's like a cross between like Alec Baldwin and
Dr. Oz.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dr. Oz. Yeah, he does look like Dr. Oz.
That is a weird pick.
Yeah.
That's a weird pick. I've never seen that person in my life. All right. I mean, that is under the radar, underrated, I guess. I've never seen that person ever. I'm sorry.
I never watched DR. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Either.
Did we have any? We had some dude picks from Facebook. We should probably get in there.
Diana Smitty Lynn says Michael C. Hall.
Dexter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crystal Cush says Jensen Ackles. I don't know who that is.
Where is he from?
I literally put his name in. I didn't even type the whole thing in, and he came up.
It sounds like someone's butler.
Yeah. It sounds like someone's fake boyfriend that they make up.
Jensen Ackles.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, oh, girls, I can't meet you this week.
I got to talk on the phone with Jensen.
My boyfriend, you know, Jensen Ackles.
Yeah, the long-distance relationship, Cincinnati. Yeah. Jensen, he's going to be calling me. You know, tonight's our night to talk.
He lives in Canada. His name's Jensen Ackles.
Yes. He's really nice.
Yeah. Here's another person I've never seen before in my life. I don't know what he's known for. I don't know his family. I don't know his business.
What business do you have being on this planet, sir?
Somebody else said me. I think it was Carlos. It was like me. I'm under the radar. Hot dude. That's all I'm seeing right now for dudes. We had some more girls.
Well, poorly done, ladies.
Yep.
Poorly done. This is why we just keep it to hot chicks.
We're trying to help you out, okay? We're trying to get fair time for both candidates here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Mike, who do you got next?
My next one I have is a girl by the name of Melissa Fumero. You may know her from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Mm. She plays Santiago, Detective Santiago.
Right on. Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I just sent you the picture on the chat thing.
I Googled it and it came up pregnant.
Okay, maybe. Who knows? But yeah, she's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's so cute.
Fumero.
She's so cute. And on that show, she's a detective on the show, so she wears like business attire.
Oh, holy shit. Wait a minute. Was she on Hello Ladies?
I don't know.
The Stephen Merchant show?
I don't remember. I stopped watching that because it got really uncomfortable.
Oh, it was
Hello
so
Ladies?
Awesomely uncomfortable.
Hello Ladies on HBO.
Never even seen it.
Love that.
You should watch it. It's pretty fucking good. I think I stopped, though. I think I had to tap out. I think I got really...
It's probably the most uncomfortable show of all time.
It really is.
I'm not going to like it, then. Yeah. I'm not going to like it.
Oh, it's great, though. It's so great.
But
The wheelchair dude reminds me of you, Mike.
The wheelchair dude. Oh, really?
On Hello Ladies. Kind of looks like you a little bit.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with her for my next pick, if I could jump the gun here.
Sure.
The girl from That, her name is Christine Woods.
Christine.
Yeah,
Woods.
I think I thought it was her because she played a cop in something else too recently. Oh, The Walking Dead. She was the cop in the hospital crew. She was like the bitchy leader cop, bad cop lady.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good looking girl.
Yeah. 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 Dark hair, kind of like a strong womany type of role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, strong, Christine Woods.
Strong woman-y type girl.
But yeah, she was great in Hello Ladies and played like a totally different character in Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Cool. Total 180. But yeah, she's good.
Bro, who all you right. got?
Cousin Bra.
That chick from Two Broke Girls, Kat Denning.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
I think she's kind of, she's up there with the hot chicks. I mean, she's like, you know, Maxim Cover girl now.
Is she? Is she now?
She's kind of goth. Like, she's kind of like...
She's kind of like Christina Ricci. I mean, like, this generation's Christina Ricci.
There you go. That's something you want to do, Tombstone.
Right?
I dug her in Juno. Wasn't she in Juno?
Yes.
Yes.
That's when I was first like, whoa, who's this chick?
Yeah.
But yeah, her boobs are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wasn't she part of, like, that big celebrity hack thing, like the phone hacks?
I guess.
Oh, the Fappening?
The Fappening.
Yeah, yes. Andrea said, you guys can all go suck a bag of dicks. Better picks.
That rhymed.
Yep.
She's, she's also very gifted. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. I really didn't mean to do this.
Look at them. Gifted. Look really, at them pearls.
I really didn't mean to do this. And
well, it just brings out your true colors.
Yeah.
Make the list.
Man.
It's awesome.
Right on.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like her for sure. Good pick, but I think she's a rated hot chick, I think.
Yeah, I think by now, but like she wasn't always.
Right.
Like, she was kind of underrated for a while. She always played like the B character, not the main character. And now that she's on like Two Broke Girls, she's getting more gigs. And
yeah. She's as hot as the blonde chick is not hot on that show.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I'm going to throw my the one that I think is rated at this point, but she's just... She's the absolute number one on my list now, on my top five list. Absolute number one reigning champion right now. And that is Hayley Atwell.
Who that?
She's Agent Carter in all of the Marvel movies and on the show Agent Carter on ABC.
Okay.
She is the total fucking package. She's awesome. I was just explaining this to my wife about how I like how she's stern. She's on this as Agent Carter. She's like kind of stern and like fucking means business.
Yeah.
You know? And then, but at the same time, she's got the fucking accent and she's got a rocking body. And oh, God, dude. She's smart and she's just, and I love it. I love her. I said it.
Nice.
That's it. She's the best. But I think at this point, she's rated just because of all the exposure she's gotten with Captain America and. Her own show on ABC now.
Right.
But, dude, just fucking unbelievable. She's the best.
Right on.
She's my favy.
That's a good pick.
Let's go back to Cousin Bra.
Okay.
Get back to the original rotation.
Back to me, huh?
Right on. Hit me with it.
This one's kind of random. Linda Cardellini?
Dolly Parton.
Oh, Linda Cardellini. She was one of mine.
Love.
She was one of mine from a previous episode.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Me too.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
And she's just getting better with age.
I know.
She really is.
That's,
yeah.
Sounds going to top her as Velma in the Scooby-Doo movies.
Yeah, I mean, she was unbelievable as Velma. Like, especially that time, that era of her.
But, like, Grandma's Boy, she was fucking hot in. She had kind of like a shorter, blonder hair.
Yeah.
And then, but even... Dude, even like Age of Ultron, when I saw her in that, I was like, damn, she's fine.
Yeah, man.
She's fucking good looking.
Yeah.
She's another one.
Dark hair.
I thought, I didn't know how that would be received, so that's right on.
No, great pick.
Yeah. Totally. She's awesome. She's been around since the old Freaks and Geeks days.
Yeah. Not huge boobs either.
Not huge, but nice.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. I'm going to go a little outside the box. Another brunette, bringing the brunettes here, and she often plays like the one that kind of gets ditched almost for like a hotter chick.
Right.
But I think she's very, very cute, very hot herself. I'm going to go with Michelle Monaghan.
Ah, yes. I think she also was maybe one of my picks from a previous one of these episodes.
Was she really?
Yeah, because I've loved her since Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Okay.
When she was in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, I was like, oh my God, this girl is adorable. I really like her. She's great.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's kind of like,
oh yeah,
brunette, sometimes reddish hair, like girl next door type. Was she the wife on True Detective season one?
Yes.
Yeah, and then, yeah. Yes, exactly. And then, was she Woody's wife? She was Woody's wife, right?
She was Woody's wife, yeah.
Yeah, then he cheats on her with the fucking, like, the hottest of all hotties.
Which is next on my list.
She can't be an underrated hot chick.
Oh, my God. Not a lot of people know her name. Do you know her name?
She's fucking Harley Quinn. That's all you need to know.
Nope. That's a different girl.
That's not her?
That's not her.
I thought that was her.
It's not Margot Robbie.
It's not?
No.
What's her name then?
The one from True Detective?
Yeah.
Alexandra Daddario.
Oh.
She's un-fucking real, dude. That scene in True Detective alone. That scene in True Detective alone is unbelievable. This is Alexandra Daddario. I just sent you a pic. So goddamn good. She was in that movie, that terrible fucking movie with The Rock where the world blows up. What was it called?
Oh, I don't... Oh,
Armageddon.
San Andreas, yeah.
What did you call it?
Armageddon 7.
Yeah. She was in that, and she was in that first season of True Detective where she gets her ass eaten by Woody Harrelson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That scene was ridiculous.
The best.
Ridiculous. Wow, I thought that was... What the hell was Margot Robbie in then?
She was in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh.
Yes.
Huh. Well, this girl should have been Harley Quinn.
Oh, that's a good call. I know.
Margot Robbie's pretty damn hot, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
She's ridiculous. Well, I stand corrected then.
That's all right, though. But Michelle Monaghan was a great pick.
Great pick. Yeah, thank you. Well, you picked the one that she gets left for,
which
is clearly a better pick.
Oh.
So how come this girl hasn't been in anything yet?
Like I said, she was in that stupid movie with what's it fucking called, The Rock, and I think their next, I follow her on Instagram, so her next thing is like some indie flick. Oh yeah, I do. And she only posts pictures of her dog. I'm like, this is bullshit. just give me a side boob shot, just once, as a mistake. Oops, mistake. Oopsie. Didn't mean to post it or tag myself with it.
All right, cousin brah.
I don't know how to pronounce this. Marina Baccarin, the Leslie Tompkins from that Gotham show. You guys watch Gotham at all?
Yes. Which one is her?
She plays Leslie Tompkins.
Which one's that?
Gordon's new.
Oh yes.
Gordon's love interest.
She's gonna be the love interest in Deadpool too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. She's, so like, she's like kind of up and coming. Chick.
Yeah, hold on one sec. I'll get you a shot.
She's beautiful, man.
She's very good. You know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of the girl from Jag. That show Jag.
Sure.
Jag. More like Jag.
Jag off, right? Right, guys?
No, I was going to say Jaguar.
Oh.
Because she's a classic. Classic beauty. Sleek lines. Great design.
Low gas mileage.
So she's like kind of a...
Here you go.
Hispanic lady, dark hair.
Yeah, just sent you the picture.
Yeah.
But yet there's a picture of her, like, super short bleach blonde hair.
Oh.
What's that from?
Didn't see that yet.
Actually, a bunch of pictures of her with super short hair.
Wow, I didn't realize she plays Gideon. She does the voice of Gideon in Flash.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That's cool. Weird.
She was in that show, remember that short-lived show on...
Bibles and hotel rooms.
She was the short-lived show on ABC called V.
Okay.
That?
No, I didn't.
That's where she had the short blonde hair from.
Okay, right on.
She also in Firefly and Homeland.
Yes, Homeland. She was Brody's wife first season.
She was in Firefly?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Didn't even know that. Oh, right on.
Good times.
Anyways.
Good times. A little old school. I haven't heard much of her lately, but again, definitely of age now. But, yeah, she's kind of dropped off the face of the planet. But I'm going to go with Avril Lavigne.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Look her up, man. She's also gotten better with age, I think. She's like done some modeling and stuff, like last couple times I've seen her. But really grown into herself. Quite the hot.
Yeah, but didn't she marry the guy? Didn't she marry the guy from Nickelback?
No. Oh, yes, she did. Oh, I take it back. I take it back.
Grown into herself.
She's grown into herself.
Yeah, but she still looked like a little doofy, like teenager.
She's
like She literally looked like a puppy. Like her mouth was too big for her face and shit. Like she looked doofy. Like do a Google image search and you'll see like what I'm talking about.
Well, she looks
like she wore too much makeup.
Like, yeah.
My sister wears too much. People think she's a whore. Yeah, you're right, though. She did. She was married to the dude from Sum 41, and then she just did a total 180 and married the fucking dude from Nickelback. What the fuck?
It's ridiculous.
Ugh. Can you marry any more shitty Canadian singers?
Yeah, can you not?
Fucking marry Bryan Adams while you're at it.
She instantly loses.
She had
loses.
A four-way with the members of Rush.
She just... Not like a dick unless it's frozen in a block of ice.
Oh. Yeah.
She can't get wet unless you spout hockey statistics at her.
Yeah, I don't know, man. She loses a little bit of credibility with me because of that. Really, I don't know. I can't let that go.
A little bit? How about all of it?
Well, with Nickelback, I mean, no, but I mean...
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about life decisions here. We're talking about
yeah, looks. You're right.
True.
We're being as shallow could be.
This is hot chicks, dude.
Oh, you're right.
Hot chicks.
We're talking hot chicks, bro.
Hot chicks.
Anyway, Masters of None brought to you by Axe Body Spray.
And Under Armour.
And Mancers.
Mancers.
The new season coming to GQ, the GQ channel. All right, Mike, you're up.
Yeah, all right, I got two more. This one is, there's a new show on Fox called Barrett Cooper's Guide to Everything.
Okay.
It's like this generation's Parker Lewis, Can't Lose. And her name is Megan Wraith, and she's like a more accessible Nicki Minaj, if that makes sense.
Yeah, another like dark-haired, Spanish-y looking chick.
Yeah, she's very, very quick-witted on the show, and just oh my god, and very, very beautiful. But this is underrated. I think she's gonna, her stock is gonna go up.
I did not find her attractive at all.
What?
That's just me though.
All right, there you go, Jay. What do you think of that?
Wait, what is she from again?
This show on Fox called Barrett Cooper's Guide to Everything.
I mean, she's all right.
That's how I know her from. Yeah.
It's a good pick.
It's like a less hot version of the pick that Cousin Jay just made. All right.
Well, that's the thing. Like, she's unconventional. I mean, she might fit this whole thing better. I don't know.
Yeah. The girl I was talking about before is from the Dish Network commercial. That this is how we do it.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like your chick from the phone commercial. Anyway.
This one's kind of a pick from before. I can't figure out who played her. The chick who played Sarah Lance on Arrow before they replaced her with Black Canary, her sister.
Oh, you're talking about Katie Lull.
Yeah, her.
Whoa.
I feel like Katie Lotz.
Yeah, like she's Disco. Obviously really
Ooh,
hot,
boy.
But she's not used enough. And I was so bummed out that they like got rid of her character completely, especially if they brought her back and she was super strong and really cool, and then they replaced her with her sister.
Well, now she's on that Legends of Tomorrow show.
Right. That's true. Who does she play on that?
White Canary.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
You're not caught up in Arrow.
No, right? I'm not.
Oh, boy.
That's all right. I don't care.
Spoiler alert.
That's all right. I kind of had a feeling.
Sorry.
I kind of had a feeling they were freezing her body, like, you know.
Well, yeah, you find out. Actually, it's very cool. It's very cool how you find out because it's very right up your alley.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Right on. Cool.
Yeah, anyway. she's very cute. She does the one thing that we used to make fun of her all the time, me and my wife, when we'd see her, anytime you'd see her on screen, she'd be making a face that looks like she's going like this. Like she just like purses her lips, so she looks like she's just saying ooh the whole time.
And I had a couple I was like tossing around here and there, but I think my next one, and I guess this could be my last one too, is going to be Katie Azleton. Anybody know who she is?
Nah.
No.
You would know her from The League.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
She's Mark Duplass's wife in real life.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Director, also star of The League. And she plays, what the hell's her name on The League? Why can't I think of it?
Jenny.
Jenny, yes.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, darker hair. Just she's more like cute than anything. Like she can kind of look hot when she wants, but she's funny on the show. I think I like more of her personality, honestly.
Yeah.
But again, it could just be the acting.
Right. You just really like that character.
I just like a chick who will play fantasy football and drink beer.
Yeah.
No, but I definitely think she's very cute.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Darker hair, kind of a little, I don't know.
Not usually your type.
Dimples, button nose. No. Yeah. Not particularly, but.
No.
I dig her.
All right. I have one more. And yeah. This one, I think it also could kind of be rated, but she's still kind of just now really starting to hit, and that's Lauren Cohen. She's Maggie from The Walking Dead.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, everybody thinks she's smoking hot. Are you crazy? That's not an underrated one.
Just saying.
That would have been my, like, 1 through 8.
Don't see her a lot. Oh, really?
That was an option. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know about her.
I fucking love her.
Yeah, man.
She's ridiculous.
She's great. And is she from England or something?
Too? I think she's from, like, Australia or some shit. But, yeah, she definitely has some sort of accent that makes her even hotter in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like her and Emily. Oh, that's another one I forgot. What's her name? Natalie Dormer.
Why do I know that name?
I thought she was fucking hot back when she was in The Tudors. I think I actually maybe brought her up in a past episode when we did this. She's now, what's her name? She's now Marjorie in Game of Thrones. And she was also in the last couple of Hunger Game movies.
Oh, the Hungry Games.
Yeah. The Hungry Games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're hungry, you can get a game. Get a game.
I'm not down with this side head shave thing she's got going on in these Google image pictures.
Yeah, Natalie Dormer.
Oh, that was for the four Hunger Games,
That was
I guess.
Four Hunger Games, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that looks terrible.
Yeah, but she's got that little smirk.
Yep.
Oh, God. And she's also has like a British accent, too, or something.
Yeah,
I'm British, a big fan Australian, of smirks. Some shit. Yeah, smirks are fun. And I'm also a big fan of when they always make them bite their lower lip.
Oh yeah, that's
pictures.
A ridiculous move.
That's like a drier version of the wet hair whip in a pool.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love how there's just little moves that girls do that are just like yes, like universally everybody's like yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Crazy. Yeah, they're just like, yes, that's perfect. We're just like, what do? We just like, yeah, I'm just going to throw my hands around. I love it when he's swearing incoherently.
Throw your hands around.
Just, hey! I love it when it's like half-assed jazz hands. That really turns me on. By the way, half-assed jazz hands, new band name, calling it.
Half-assed jazz hands. Done.
That's going to replace Robert Loggia's pelvis since he died.
Half-assed,
yeah. Going back to Lauren Cohen, yeah, of course. Dude, anyone who's been on the cover of Maxim, I think immediately makes you not eligible.
Oh, she's on the cover of Maxim?
I don't know, probably.
They have magazines still?
Yeah.
Magazines are still a thing.
That's a thing? Wow.
She was the first person on the cover of the new all-not-nude Playboy.
Right.
No, but she's definitely been on the cover of lots of magazines.
Yeah, she was just on the cover. I also follow her on Instagram. She was just on the cover of like Fit magazine or something. I'm a creep. I'm following her Instagram. Shit that they put out there. You're trolling for girls on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, man. You're like using the farm team. You're like watching them grow up. And you're like, she's gonna be really hot.
Team.
Just waiting.
Farm team.
I watch the AAA club.
Yeah, AAA club. You're waiting them for them to get up to the pros.
I know who the stars of tomorrow are.
You're in the stands with a scorecard, scoring the game.
Which you might call a forward thinker.
Chewing on an unlit cigar and a racing form in one hand.
I'm watching Sesame Street, taking notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little all coiled right. notepad.
Yeah, it's terrible. All right, let's fucking end this before it gets even more evidence-like.
Yay.
Hooray.
We're going to call this episode Exhibit A.
All right, so go check out the pictures. They should be on the website at somewhere.com.
Yeah.
And Art probably be back next week, as will myself and Mike and Cousin Jay. Thanks for hanging in, baby.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you as always. Yeah, I'm Jay for Mike and Cousin Bra saying see ya.
Yep. Have a good one.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name. I'll tell you that right now. Papa too many.
You think they had it? I think someone had it and they were like, we want that. We gotta get it.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.